good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Great Bible studies. Great. I mean, I really came to know the Lord through all of that. So that is wonderful. But what I didn't realize, having grown up in the Catholic Church, is some of the things I was really missing. The sacraments, huge. Those prayers, huge. And when I came to St. Paul's, I really felt God just saying, this is the marriage of the two.
Yeah.
I need you to dive in. And so I began to really study the prayers that we were reading and what was being, you know, all of the liturgy. And really, really, it came to life. Just like the scriptures have come to life for me, it came to life in the same way. And the sacraments, that's a whole nother thing to talk about.
I was just about to say something when you came up with that. It's exactly what I was going to say. I went to Catholic Church with my grandmother, you know, and I went maybe a couple times with my mom, but that was it. I wasn't brought up religiously. I didn't even know what Easter was about. But so I kind of stayed away. When I got born again, it was sort of radical. And I stayed away because I thought of, was it perfunctory, people coming in, sitting on a pew, whereas I got gloriously born again, so I, too, got involved with non-denominational. I'm not a church joiner, but, and you know, what does Zen say, when the student's ready, the teacher will come? So I'm up in Stowermont, and I go into this big, beautiful church that looks like something out of a Hallmark movie. That's on Main Street, and I go in, and it's beautiful, and I'd love to go there, but the guy's wearing these colors. Now, I love all people, and if you're gay, I'll love you, but I don't believe you should be in a leadership position if you're gay. And he's wearing all these things around his neck, and I thought, I'm not putting myself under the authority of this. So there's a Catholic church that was started by Maria, the Sound of Music Maria, the real one, because they have a place up there, the Von Trapps. And so I go to this little, modest, humble... humble Catholic church up there. And I'll take you there when we're there.
Yeah.
So I go in, and suddenly I'm mature enough now that and it's okay, but I think a lot of showbiz has crept up into the church. This is not for me. And my calling is music. And so I think we're about to come into an age where there's going to be sacred music.
Music should be.
You know, it's like there's a lot of songs, I found Jesus, I, me, mine, I. It's a lot of I in those songs. How about majesty, worship is majesty. And so I started going to this Catholic church, and I like the fact that you don't really know who's singing. Some modest little humble girl may over there be singing Ave Maria or something, and the guy's playing the piano, or you don't know where it's coming from. It's not, the spotlight's not on that. It's and they have those little things that fall down where you fall to your knees. And I got to tell you something. I call it satellite positioning. Even last night, it's like, Lord, yeah, and it's harder for me getting back up at my age now, but I'm going to get down on my knees just to humble myself before the Lord. Remember we were talking earlier about having that teardrop that goes through me, and you said sometimes you cry?
Yeah.
I personally love, and it would inspire everybody else out there too, it's great to be broken.
Very.
Before the Lord.
Yeah.
I am not, you are. I am a sinner. I am saved by grace. I've sinned in the past. I will sin in the future. But I'm yours. You're God, and I'm not. And that feels really good.
Yes.
And I can be there and broken and saying, I'm sorry I got mad at that guy in traffic this week, or I'm sorry, whatever your sin may be, or, you know, even if you're born again, whatever you're going through personally. You know, to me, it doesn't matter who you've been sleeping with or who you've not been sleeping with or what you've done or what you have neglected to do. Jesus is ready to receive you.
Exactly.
And heal you, forgive you. All it takes is surrender, you know. So I'm finding that very inspirational now. I don't want to get caught up in the pageantry. I personally don't believe in praying to saints. But, you know, some people believe in sprinkling. Some people believe in dunking. You know, I had one guy scare me years ago. I was singing at this all-black, up in the Catskills, New York, all-black camp. And they invited me up to sing gospel songs. And this one guy goes, have you been baptized in the name of Jesus? I'm going, well, what does that mean? Amen. No, I went to Israel. I got baptized, not in the Jordan, but in the Galilee. And I was baptized maybe a couple times. Anyway, I thought, oh, gosh, I don't know. Was I baptized in the name of Jesus? What does that mean? And I'm kind of in a quandary for a couple of days until somebody said, Rad, What about this? What about the guy on the other cross? He didn't even have a chance to get baptized. So it is an outward appearance of saying, I'm surrendering my life to the Lord. But it's not a requirement. You know, did you eat meat on Friday? Did you have fish? And for people, when you're growing up, remember, they would tell you that you're going to, it's a sin. You know, Jesus is interested in the heart. He says, on that day, many will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, did we not cast out demons in your name? Blah, 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 all this other stuff. I said, I never knew you. Depart from me for all eternity. Get away from me. What? We used your, I didn't know you. And to others, he'll say, you fed me when I was hungry. You clothed me when I was naked, and you visited me in prison. And I see some old guy, and I said, oh, Jesus, what are you talking about? I don't remember you. He said, well, sir, when you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. Come in, for your reward is great. Now, is it a salvation of works? You could begin to think that. No, but works will follow true faith. This is what I think. Do you two want to jump in on this, what I'm saying?
Roberta?
Okay, they were unpacking all those different things, right? So I'll
take
just,
copious notes, young lady.
Okay, yes. So I do not believe at all that we get to heaven through works. I think it is through faith in Jesus Christ and receiving him as our Savior. So I believe that. I do believe that when you fall in love with Jesus, something happens. Yeah. In you, and you have a yearning to be with him, to know him, to serve him, and it overwhelms. And when it overwhelms, you start to hear that still quiet voice and you begin to move out. And I think that that's how great service happens.
Yeah, when you're serving the hungry, you're serving him.
And I think that we can, it is easy in churches for serving to become almost your God, like you're serving, and you are not, you almost forget why you're serving. Now you, I think
don't forget to worship the Lord in brokenness.
It is, yes, it is that broken and contrite heart where you find yourself on your knees, often crying and saying, I am, you know what, Lord, I am not worthy except for you.
It's all about me. When I cut that pie, I hide the biggest piece for me. You know, instead of going, well, he's got me in this thing right now where it's like, and I'm not, you know, I could be a very selfish individual like a lot of us. And it's like, no, I'm in service of everybody, mm-hmm. You know, and it's about time to end our this day together. We're recording this is our first show, Journey to Healing, with Pastor John Robbins from St.
Paul's Church.
St. Paul's Church in Vero Beach, Florida. Yeah. And, of course, Roberta.
Yes.
Who's a churchgoer there and a woman of God. And we got a lot to discuss. We hope we all grow together. None of us are thinking that we are, none of us want to be puffed up and thinking we have knowledge greater than anyone else. We're just trying to seek out the truth. And I will say this, that recently was kind of a kick. Well, maybe I don't know. Sometimes Barbara says I sound like I'm boasting. And I don't know. Maybe I am, or I'm rejoicing, though. So I'll say it. Okay, I went to a Walmart late at night to buy milk. It's 10:45 at night. I come out of Walmart. It's not actual Walmart. It's a Walmart grocery store. And then there's this homeless guy, and he's sitting there, and he's taking his bike, and he's taking the radio off the bike and put it on a garbage can. And so I start to talk to him, and I'll lose my blessing for this. But, yes, I do end up blessing him with a gift. And so we're about to drive off. My window's down. He's standing there, you know, my car, and I said, thank you in such a sincere way, because I knew that he was a gift to me to be able to bless him.
Right.
And not just a duty, not that, but honestly before God, I guess. So I said it in such a way that he took a jump back. He said, what are you talking about? Thank you. And I drove off, and I'm laughing hysterically because he didn't get it that I knew that it was my privilege to serve him. And I know it's going to come around. The Lord says when you give to the poor, he's in your debt. And so I just was bubbling over with joy. That's and awesome. So, you know, so I think that we all need to learn part of the fruition of loving him is what I said earlier. I said, if you say you love the Father whom you have not seen and don't love the brother or sister whom you have seen, you're a liar, no truth dwelleth in you.
Yeah.
We got a lot to learn. So on our journey to healing, and if you're in the vicinity, You can come to the church.
Yeah, St. Paul's Church, 999 Flamevine Lane, Vero Beach.
On Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Maybe eventually we'll make this, we'll put video cameras in there or something, but at this point, you know, we don't go live there yet. But you can come with us on this journey, and we're going to build this podcast as the Lord would see fit. And we're going to get an email address, so in the future you can email us your prayer requests or your questions, subjects you'd like us to broach.
Why don't I, should I give him my email now?
Now, go ahead. That'd be good.
Yeah, so it's R-E-V as in Victor.
Like Rev.
Rev.
R-E-V.
J-O-N.
J-O-N. No H, J-O-N.
R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
What's that now?
R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Robbins. So it's just started from the beginning and it's?
Rev.
Rev.
John.
J-O-N.
Robbins.
Robbins.
At. Gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Yeah, and if you send your healing request in, we'll pray over them. And, yeah, it's a great honor for us to do that.
Yeah, and you would be honoring us, too, if you would pray for us. Yeah. Not only we pray for you, but would you we covet your prayers.
Yeah. How about, can I pray right now?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. So, Father in heaven, we can't thank you and praise you enough for this just amazing opportunity and the honor that you've bestowed on us to share this time together. And we're grateful, Lord, for the healing miracle that's already happening in Barbara's back. And she's 90% there, Lord. We pray that you would heal her 100%, Lord. And we give you all the honor and the praise and the glory for it. And we pray for Rhett as he continues this important radio ministry. Just bless him. Fill him with your Holy Spirit and bless his whole crew here. And Lord, bless everyone who's listening today. And Lord, if there's anyone out there who needs a healing touch from you, Lord Jesus, every time you were invited to go, to come and lay hands on the sick, you never said no. You always said yes. And so, Lord, we invite you right now to go to that person right now who's just suffering terribly. Lord, would you lay your hands on that person wherever it is that they need healing, Lord? And, Lord, that you would drive out all sickness and infirmity, and it's all because of your shed blood on the cross and your great victory, the empty tomb on Easter Sunday. We're so grateful, Lord, for your power and for your love. We bless you, we honor you, we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us. To Jesus.